And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 11th of August, 2025. August 11th is National Fufu Day. Fufu is the marvelously mouth-watering delicacy beloved by West Africans and people of the Caribbean. This wonderful finger food is made from true yams, which are boiled and then pounded in a wooden mortar and pestle until a smooth and sticky dough is formed. The tart and sour flavor of pounded starches pair well with full-bodied and well-seasoned vegetable dishes. The yam is a very important food crop in West Africa. Not only are yams revered for their nutritional value and taste, but their cultivation also holds cultural, religious, and social significance to different ethnic groups and regions. Widely believed to have originated in Ghana, fufu makes its appearance on tables in Ghana, Senegal, Gambia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Liberia, Togo, Cameroon, and Mali. It spread to the Western Hemisphere during the enslavement of Africans, becoming a favorite dish in Cuba, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, Haiti, and Puerto Rico. As fufu has spread throughout the continent and made its way across the world, several variations have developed. Other starchy produce such as cassava, malanga, plantains, maize, and semolina have been used in recipe variations. Fufu is usually served with a bowl of savory soup or stew. To enjoy it fully and authentically, eat fufu with your hands. A bite-sized morsel of dough is pinched off, rolled into a ball, and then indented with your thumb. Then fufu is dipped into sauces or stew. This is how you eat fufu like a pro. The publication of Adventures of a Pango Pup by Terry Tatchell, illustrated by Yvonne Sulima, was on this day in 2020. There was a little pangolin whose name was Pango Pup. He rode upon his mother's tail and dreamt of growing up. He practiced all his pango ways to keep him safe and sound. Yet mother wouldn't let them leave their burrow in the ground. What baby pangolin wants to stay indoors being safe all the time? Not this one. Pango Pup is convinced he is old enough to leave his burrow and explore the great big world outside. When his mother disagrees, the naughty pup waits for her to fall asleep and sneaks away. Outside, he meets a mischievous Dik-Dik who is eager to show him some fun. However, Dik-Dik's idea of fun isn't necessarily pangolin-proof, and Pango Pup finds himself in more and more danger as their explorations of the African landscape take them further from his burrow. Kids love the fact-filled spread at the end of the story, where they can learn about pangolins and other African species, ways to help endangered animals, and even how to draw them. This is book 2 of 5 from the series Endangered and Misunderstood Animals. The other 4 titles are Aye Aye Gets Lucky, Okapi Loves His Zebra Pants, Tarsier Sings His Song, and Cotton Top Tamarin's Most Horrific Day. All proceeds from the sale of this book are donated to pangolin conservation. Oscar, BAFTA, and Golden Globe nominated for her screenwriting work on the feature film District 9, Terry Tatchell loves blending fantastical stories with social commentary. The Endangered and Misunderstood series of children's picture books does just that, taking an accessible approach to the serious subject of endangered animals, with an emphasis on laughter, adventure, and everyday relatable themes. And here are the opening stanzas of Walt Whitman's poem, There Was a Child Went Forth Every Day. There was a child went forth every day, and the first object he looked upon and received with wonder or pity or love or dread, that object he became. And that object became part of him for the day, or a certain part of the day, or for many years, or stretching cycles of years. The early lilacs became part of this child, and grass, and white and red morning glories, and white and red clover, and the song of the Phoebe bird, and the March-born lambs, and the sow's pink faint litter, and the mare's foal, and the cow's calf, and the noisy brood of the barnyard, or by the mire of the pond side, and the fish suspending themselves so curiously below there, and the beautiful curious liquid, and the water plants with their graceful flat heads, all became part of him. The beginning portion of There Was a Child went forth every day by Walt Whitman. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to see the beautiful world through a child's eyes.